Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. Police are looking into the cause of death for a 39-year-old Sitka man whose body was found early Monday morning. Jason Schaefer died sometime between 11 p.m. Sunday and 7 a.m. Monday, which is when his body was discovered inside the family home in the 2200 block of Sawmill Creek Road. Sitka Police Lieutenant Barry Allen says there were no signs of injury or foul play. Schaefer had last been seen by his sister around 11 p.m. Sunday. They had been having a barbecue with friends. His body is being sent to the State Medical Examiner's Office in Anchorage for further investigation. Schaefer was a 1992 graduate of Sitka High School and worked at Baranoff Realty as a broker. A Sitka woman is feeling lucky today after escaping a fire at her apartment over the weekend. The blaze happened Saturday in the 400 block of Hemlock Street. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Elena Gustafson had been house-sitting on Friday night at a home with two small dogs.
They didn't like letting me sleep in late, which is fine. They were great dogs, but I came back to my place to take a nap because it had been.
So it's around 10 a.m. Saturday, and she's curled up in her own bed when
I was woken up by a pounding on my door and my neighbors shouting, "Wake up, your house is on fire."
One of the neighbors was returning home and noticed crackling sounds. The other one was walking to the mailbox and happened to smell smoke.
It's pretty surreal to wake up to the actual sentence, "Wake up, your house is on fire."
So she grabbed a jacket, some shoes, her wallet, and her computer, which happened to be nearby, and she left the house, and she waited for the fire department to show up. 18 firefighters responded. It took 2.5 hours to put out the flames, and as it turns out, Gustafson knew most of the people who showed up. She's a volunteer EMT for the fire department.
I know I might be a little biased because I volunteer for them, but, you know, watching them respond to a fire was pretty amazing. I mean, terrifying at the same time because it was my house and I was freaked. I went between, like, I just kept bouncing between being completely freaked out and crying hysterically to watching this response and in awe, kind of, you know.
Gustafson has been on the department since 2012. As an EMT, she's taken plenty of calls, but she's never been to the scene of a major fire.
They haven't had a big one recently,
yeah.
So, you know, at least I gave them some practice, or the house gave them some practice.
The fire at 410 Hemlock Street was the first time the city's new ladder truck was used to put out a blaze. Assistant Fire Chief Al Stevens called the fire stubborn. He says the cause was the careless extinguishment of a cigarette on the back deck of the adjoining apartment below Gustafson's. After the fire department responded to the actual fire, they turned their attention to Elena Gustafson, one of their own. Firefighters solicited donations and help for her, and so did the neighbors.
I don't have family here, you know, direct relatives, but it's this experience has made me realize just what a family-like community Sitka is. I feel so taken care of by so many people, which has just made this, it's been overwhelming in a lot of ways, just how much support I've gotten. It's been amazing.
Gustafson says she lost a lot of her stuff in the fire and had more damaged. Her passport, for example, has curly pages from hose water and still reeks of smoke. But she says she'll land on her feet, too. At the time of the fire, she had just signed a lease for a new apartment. She's scheduled to move in by the end of the month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
The house itself is owned by Bonnie Harris, who is reportedly traveling back to Sitka. You can see photos of the fire on our website, kcaw.org. Students at Sitka's alternative high school have decided to confront the methamphetamine problem head-on, and they're encouraging the rest of the community to join them at an event in early May. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Paulette James is a junior at Pacific High School. She's been working since the beginning of the school year to understand meth and the particular risks of this addiction.
When you go in to look at the stories of meth and everything, they didn't know what it could do to the body. They didn't know that this is their life would completely turn over, that they'd lose their job, lose their family, and everything that they had that they cared about within, you know, months or a year.
Pacific High is tackling the meth problem by throwing light on it, first in a science class taught by Eric Mathis and then in a community engagement class taught by Mandy Summer. James and another student became interested in exploring the upside of meth recovery early in the school year with an event of some kind. That student left Pacific High, and James has decided to continue her efforts solo. She says talking about meth can be difficult, but the stakes are high.
This whole class has been really actually kind of, you know, really Debbie Downer, but when it comes to the positive side, it becomes a passion for the teachers and for myself, because there's people that we care about that are affected directly by meth, and we want to get that message out there before it affects all the people we care about and the community.
James and the other students in Pacific High's community engagement class have organized an event in early May at Sitka's Crescent Harbor. It's called Got Resiliency. They're planning a performance by the Gajaheen Dancers, a film screening, and a concert by local musicians, including Silver Jackson. Resiliency means that there is a way to resist meth and support to find your way back.
The biggest message that we want to get out there is that, you know, we care and that you have value, that things may be rough, but you can always bounce back. There's always something you can do better for yourself, and that you don't need to turn to drugs or alcohol, because we have resources that if you need them, we can help you find them.
This entire Pacific High program, the science class, the community engagement class, and the Got Resiliency event are not a project of any government agency, nor are they the result of any grant funding. The initiative for the project came from within, from Pacific High's students and faculty. Hillary Sealand, another teacher at the school, says we'd identified that meth was becoming an issue and decided to face it head on. Reporting in Sitka with help from Holly Keene, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Got Resiliency will be held from 7 to 9 p.m. Saturday, May 4th in the Crescent Harbor Shelter in Sitka. Wrangell Republican Representative Peggy Wilson says this year's legislative session was difficult. She got some of what she wanted, the oil tax cut and a good number of capital projects. But she has questions about the tax and worries about legislative dynamics. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports as part of our Session End series.
This is Peggy Wilson's 13th year in the legislature, but it's her first representing a new district stretching south to Ketchikan and west to parts of Prince of Wales Island. It's also the year lawmakers, including Wilson, changed the state's oil tax system.
Am I happy with 100% of it? No. However, we had to do something with what we had.
The Wrangell Republican says she knows the change will be significant and could lower revenues, at least in the short term.
I think some of the things that we did, some of the credits that we gave, are going to bring that production up. We will be able to tell a little bit more in the next 3 to 5 years, probably. Unfortunately, there's no way to be able to tell until we wait and see.
Wilson, who's House Majority Whip, voted for other leadership priorities. That included the in-state gas pipeline bill and to drop new, stronger cruise ship wastewater rules. She also voted for the state operating budget, but was disappointed at how it funded schools.
In every single department that we have, we automatically give them the pay raises that the unions negotiate. They automatically get extra money for the heat and anything that it costs, except when we come to the schools. And they expect the schools to absorb that, and they're no different than any of the rest of them.
She says local government funding was also shortchanged.
The last 2 years, we've gotten an extra $20 million or $25 million as extra money for revenue sharing, and I really had hoped that would get in. And I was very disappointed that it did not get in.
One of Wilson's top priorities this year was creating a dedicated transportation fund to build and maintain roads, airports, and ferries. Three measures needed to do that, one asking for a public vote, were in the House Finance Committee when the legislature adjourned. She says she'll continue to push for it next year because the regular budget process offers no guarantees.
I think it's extremely important that we take it to the vote of the people and that we get it in statute, in our Constitution, so that we can make sure.
Wilson chairs her chamber's Transportation Committee. It held hearings on changes to the Alaska class ferry design. The Wrangell Republican says she looks forward to more design details and public meetings, which are expected soon. Wilson, as majority whip, is part of the House leadership, but she says her influence is limited, in part due to redistricting.
Unfortunately, the numbers are in the rail belt. And when Anchorage and Matsu and Fairbanks all get together, the rest of us go along for the ride sometimes.
Overall, Wilson says it was a difficult session.
And the reason was is because this was the biggest freshman class that we'd ever had in a long time. There was 13 of them. And that was a huge difference. And in that difference, I would say that they were the most pushy freshman class we've ever had.
She says some had limited knowledge of how government and the legislature work, and that made it worse.
Usually freshmen come in and they want to learn, and they come in with high ideals, and but before the session's over, they kind of mellow out a little bit and realize that they have to work with everybody. And this was a difficult session, not only because we had less money, but because they didn't mellow out as session went along.
Wilson also hoped to push a 4-day school week bill through the legislature this year. It made it to the House Finance Committee, but she says there may be a way to allow districts to plan longer but fewer days without legislation. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Juneau's bears have started foraging for food in the city's downtown area. A community service officer with the Juneau Police Department found 2 trash cans downtown in the last few days that were apparently accessed by bears. In order to prevent bear damage, Juneau Police, in a release, are asking residents to secure their trash containers and make sure that pet food is not left out. And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories or would like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org. Currently in Sitka, it's 37 degrees. Today, it will be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, highs around 51. Tonight, chance of rain in the evening, and then rain late, lows around 41. Wednesday, more rain, highs around 47. And Thursday, rain likely with highs around 46. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka.